once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
All right, calm down, everybody. Everybody, just calm the hell down. My name is Mike. This is Radio Like You Want. We are back on the attack, and with me, as always, the one and only Mr. Blag, quote, the small case, the large case, Ripper, unquote. Is that how you say it? Is that how it's
Thank
done?
Thank you for that very grammatical take on it, Mike. Yes, we are back again.
I know how sensitive you are about your quotations and grammar and capitals and everything else.
I am as sensitive as grindcore this week, Mike.
Whoa.
It's Pig Destroyer. You have pulled out all the stops. This is your, like, demented heavy metal freak show.
It's both of our freak shows. Pig Destroyer's in here. JR, you did a great interview with JR, by the way. Hands off to you.
Hands off. Are you going to actually cut my hands off? Do we have Islamic
this
law
This is
now
Pig Destroyer
show?
We're talking about. Yeah, this is
that
this
would
Islamic
make sense.
Style.
Yeah. Well, we got all
Shut
our regular
the hell up, God damn it.
All our regular features. We got Globetrotter, of course.
Mm-hmm, we're going around the globe.
Yes, around the globe. We got our tribute to females.
The estrogen OD. And?
Well, we're going underground in the garage.
Ooh, it's
going
to get scatty up in here. It came from the garage. It's on its way as well.
You know how we do. We just might get some other surprises in here. This is a mid-holiday. We're between holidays, Mike.
I'm still feeling the festivities, man. I'm ready to crank things up a bit. I'm going to jack it up to the nines.
We're going to crank this one up a notch?
We're going to gack this one up.
Well, then let's do this shit. Come on. Let's bring it up.
Scarface dive into this pile of yayo. As we blast this next one.
From Henry Fiat's open store, it's cocaine!
Come here quick, this old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. And I come, baby, old dress in white. Hey, baby, gonna stay all night. Cocaine all around my brain. Baby, won't you come here quick? This old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Girl, I'm just a friend out of my hand. Goddamn, I'm gonna be on my head. Cocaine all around my brain. I'm old. It's bad in the town, man.
First some free cocaine for you to get it going, all right?
Eternal night. jungle beat. Down and up the skirt of a juvenile dream queen. Hot like an asphalt 7-Eleven, labia suffragette. The hips shake void, the orbs pouting. The face to be clear as I come. But by the neon light of Yogi Dog, I knew I'd seen that face before.
But they're home now. You make the sky pretty.
Shut up.
Here we come.
Fuck yeah. Hardcore punk is good time music.
For it. It's almost done. All right, go.
Okay, now you can talk.
Now we can talk. We're free to talk. Blagwell, I try not to inflate your ego too much by playing dwarves
and
dwarves
related
stuff.
How could it be inflated anymore?
I know. Well, that's what I ask myself every day. But you prove that there's yet a line further out. Anyway, the Autopsy Boys right there. Were they from Leeds or something?
Leeds, England,
I
should have
made that the Globetrotter. Could have gotten easy on that. Crucifixion is now one of your classics from Young and Good Looking, I do believe.
Libby and the boys have delivered on that one straight from the UK. Before that, we heard the Mike Routier mix.
That's the remix.
Of
the
album
Routier
version
remix.
Of Speed Demon by the motherfucking dwarves. You have represented.
Now, that's the original version from the vinyl, which I believe is a little different than
the vinyl version. It samples Charles Manson. I wonder if Sub Pop's been paying him royalties there in prison. Let's get some beef going.
He's just doing money snowflake clowns.
Yeah, maybe he'll get them shot. I don't know.
Bob Dylan before that, Cocaine. That was Live at the Gaslight from 1962. And we started things out with Henry Fiat's Open Sore, Cocaine. Feeling a little bit of a theme going on there, maybe?
Belgium's Finest, getting high as fudge. But Bob Dylan, that's the weird finest. Of that one. Live,
it's an old blues tune, actually. Cocaine.
For or against?
For Bob Dylan or against?
No, for Cocaine or against.
Oh,
Well, everyone hates Dylan. I mean,
I'm pro Coke. I ran on a platform of pro Coke.
Is that right?
Gonna keep to it.
I'd elect you king of Saturday night.
Let's go, Globetrotter, you freak. Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Globetrotter, Mike, where did you take us this time?
Way down under, NZ style, my friend. We're going way back to the Eitai's Flesh Device. That's D-Vice.
Clever. New Zealand. They always got a little different
kill
way.
Kill that girl. 12 inches of hard flesh.
Thankfully coming forward with lack of stability.
Premiere exclusive.
This is John Gentile from Philly staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music. Today's music is so new, it's only been out about 2 months. The band is called Harshest. They're brand new, not a whole lot of people know about them, but they're harsh, fierce, lo-fi, and they go in some interesting directions. I think that might be kind of big in the future, or at least as big as punk rock gets. This is off their four-song debut EP. This is called
Poison God.
Bye.
cymbal.
Where did the cymbal go, Mike?
This is like need more cowbell skit. This is like need more cymbal
I
in
think
there.
We need more cymbal. Oh, man.
John Gentile feeding his harshest Poison God right there. Okay. Four-song EP.
Poisonous. It was godlike.
Crashing cymbals, crashing all around. A little Minutemen flavor in there, I think.
Before that,
brand new one, Hammerlock, Oakland's own. They got a brand new one called Clipping the Wings of the Hawk, and that track was called I Hate the Poor.
Clipping the Wings of the Hawk. Well, speaking of that, Mike, Clipping the Wings of the Hawk.
Come on, segue into it. Let's do it.
Pig Destroyer. They would kill any matter.
With that animal to animal say. Right. Is that all it takes these days?
They would kill any kind of small animal in order to rock
they
your world.
They would destroy the animal, I have a feeling.
Thrash, you know what I mean? Like, thrash and grind bands, they'll always feel like the new kids to me. But now, the bands like this are like grand old statesmen
well, I gotta
of
say,
grindcore
when
music.
When I first listened to this interview, you know, I got the sense that you and JR, they were kind of buddying down. You guys were kind of on parallel tracks of life, if you will.
It was weird, and I never met this guy before, but you could just feel this band is, there's something about them. They make sense. Pig Destroyer, they belong on this universe, Mike. Somewhere.
The world wouldn't be the same without Pig
Destroyer. If there wasn't a Pig Destroyer, we'd need to make a Pig Destroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I destroy homes. I tear families apart.
Strangler by Pig Destroyer, and I am joined here on the telephone live in concert with the legendary J.R. Hayes. J.R., welcome to Radio Like You Want.
Thank you, Brian. Now, I got to start out by saying I am not a grindcore expert, and I never know the difference between this core and that core. Tell me what I'm listening to. I'm listening to grindcore, right? What makes something grindcore as opposed to death metal, black metal? What's the diff?
For someone who's not very familiar with metal, it's you really end up splitting hairs. If you're a newcomer, then it can be tough to tell. Yeah, because you have bands like Sick Carcass, who are kind of a grindcore band. They definitely are very influential in the grindcore scene, but they're also really influential in the death metal scene, and it's kind of hard to tell what kind of band they are. The thing that differentiates grindcore from death metal and hardcore, for me, is lots of blast beats, intense, like, high-speed, mindless tempo changes, and just barbaric songwriting. You know, like, songwriting that's just kind of designed to be disjointed and abrupt.
With all the kind of complex changes in a grindcore jam, how do you remember all the numbers? There's a lot of stuff in odd and even numbers, and very, like, how is that done? Does one guy kind of mastermind it, or is it like you guys just play it measure to measure and kind of make it up as you go along in the rehearsal studio?
Scott's been playing guitar for over 20 years, and, you know, he was playing jazz drums when he was a really young kid, you know, in a band with his dad. He has a very intense and deep musical knowledge.
Scott's your longtime partner in Pig Destroyer. It basically
we're the only two original members, me and Scott. And he's just a very intense, driven individual, and he understands music both on a feel level and on a mathematical level, which I think is very unusual. And I don't really find that in a lot of musicians where they can kind of go one or the other. You know,
right?
I don't know any of the math. I don't know. I can tell when a time signature is really weird, but I couldn't tell you like what it is. So music to me has always been more of like a feel thing, and like you know, you just gotta find your place in the song and kind of get into it and understand it. You know, on a simpler level.
Do you start by hearing the instrumental that Scott and the band have come up with, and then it suggests a lyrical idea to you, or do you come in like with poetry written and then try and impose it on the track usually?
Yeah, I always have lyrics written because I'm real picky about lyrics, and I don't like to get into a situation where you're in the middle of making a record and you got a deadline and I'm still trying to come up with lyrical ideas. I don't know, it's just too much pressure. It's like enough pressure to be able to come up with interesting vocal arrangements, but to have to come up with the lyrical ideas as well, like on short notice, I just wouldn't be able to do that. So I always try to have a ton of stuff.
I'm curious when you say you're very particular about the words. You know, people were always telling me my whole life, we can't hear the words, we can't hear the words. But in grindcore, I really can't hear the words. So does it make you feel like you're almost spitting in the wind when you write all these great lyrics that you like and then they're so difficult to hear? Or is the lyric sheet just an all-important part of any grindcore record?
I wouldn't say that the lyric sheet is really that important in grindcore. A lot of times in grindcore, like, the lyrics are intentionally, like, just stupid or over the top, and that's cool, you know? I mean, like in the case of Anal Cunt, you know, they just had their whole "we don't give a fuck about anything" aesthetic, you know?
Best song titles of all time. The one about Eric Clapton's son jumping out the window because his dad sucks.
They were one of the few bands where, when I saw them live, there was like a palpable sense of danger. Where you thought, I mean, just with Seth, there was nobody except Seth knew what he was going to do. And he was capable of anything. So they kind of lent that kind of G.G. Allen, you know, kind of appeal to him as a figure, you know.
We're going to have to play a little bit of Anal Cunt on radio like you want.
Hey.
Ah! darling.
Ellen says Uncle Bart's a murderer. Is he a murderer?
He's never shot anybody in his life. Just things.
We go together, Laurie. I don't know why. Maybe like guns and ammunition go together.
Was Who Are You, a classic by Void, covered by Pig Destroyer. Now, JR, tell me about this band Void, because I've never heard of them. I said it was a classic, but I was lying.
You know, in the early 80s, like, you know, you had the early BC scene with Minor Threat, you know, Bad Brains, and then you had the New York scene, the Boston scene, all that stuff. Void was kind of a lesser-known band from the DC scene. They have a couple of obscure releases, but they're mostly known. It's known for doing a split with a band called, another DC band called Faith. They were actually one of the first split releases I can really think of coming out, you know, just in general, at such an early stage in the 80s. But the Void side is like they're just a really noisy, kind of over-the-top hardcore band, I think, and one of the meanest sounding hardcore bands outside of Negative Approach. From that era, you know, I think we're probably more familiar with them because they were from, you know, Maryland, kind of not even that far from where we practiced. So
this is an EP of stuff that comes with Book Burner, right? An EP of book
we did put it on a separate CD, you know, with a different artwork and stuff like that. So, you know, but it does come with the deluxe version of the CD.
So was it that DC scene that influenced you guys? Did you see a lot of the early hardcore coming out of there?
Well, I think I was a little too young. Scott, he saw a lot of those early shows, you know, early DRI shows, and I don't know if he went back to the Minor Threat days or not. But for me, it was like in high school. Like, I got into thrash metal before punk, but once I discovered Dead Kennedys, it was kind of like open season from there, and I just kind of went all over. I mean, Negative Approach and Agnostic Front and SSD and. DC has a very unique music scene, but it's usually a little too indie-ish for my taste.
You prefer something harder, more straight-up hardcore?
Exactly, yeah. I've always been... I think I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and you know, it was kind of like I came to the conclusion that I don't really like heavy music, I like angry music.
Right.
And, you know, like, there has to be this aggression there, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of bands out there that are crushingly heavy, but they're kind of doing it in more of a abstract way, or, you know, in an artful way. I've always been attracted to, like, the kind of violent, you know, angry-sounding bands.
But a lot of those bands didn't really seem to have any chops. When I hear a band like Pig Destroyer, part of what appeals to me about it is that you're taking this very aggressive and angry form of music, but then you're playing it well enough that it becomes musical. It's enjoyable to listen to. I mean, is that something that you guys are intentionally do to be above the pack? Are you hearing what I'm hearing in it?
We've never felt that we were in competition with other bands, especially the bands that play the same type of music we do. We actually, you know, love all those bands and you know, we feel like we're brothers with a lot of those bands. And
but there's only so much vagina
for show. We've never been competitive about it. We've always just been competitive with ourselves. We want the record to be brutal, but a brutal record is really insignificant if it's not memorable. If people don't want to listen to it more than one time, then what good is it? We try to make things as catchy as we can while still making it as aggressive as we can. And sometimes the balance gets out of whack, but, you know, you're always trying to achieve that sweet spot, you know.
I know you're from Virginia. And a lot of times Southern guys have a love of the older stuff, rockabilly, country music. Is there any of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's easier to list the types of music that I don't like. I'm a big reggae guy. I'm a big hip-hop guy. I love especially old outlaw country, old blues, old folk music.
You're just a music guy in general. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really fascinated by sound in general. The thing that always attracted me to grindcore, you know, some people they like tunefulness in their metal.
Right.
You know, they prefer like an Iron Maiden or Judas Priest kind of vibe, but for me, like if you like the really violent shit, like grindcore is like the logical end of where you're going to end up. And when it's done right, I think it's one of the most intense things that you can listen to.
Well, with some of those bands like Anal Cunt that you mentioned, it was always hard for me to see the difference between them and a hardcore band. I didn't really see where the metal came in. It sounded like hardcore to me. Like, it almost seemed like it was only because they were on Earache and that they got a better advance and people pretended it was a metal band. But it kind of just seemed like a straight-up hardcore band to me. What was I missing?
I don't think you were missing anything at all. I think that If you ask Seth, I think he would describe Anal Cunt as a hardcore band. I think that's what his original intention was when he formed the band. Because talking to Scott, you know, who was in Anal Cunt, he was very close with Seth, and Seth was like really into like gangrene and again old Negative Approach. I think that was his original inspiration for the band. So I think that they were a hardcore band that ended up on a metal label, and then he got lumped in.
Infuriated me about the regular metal bands, the mainstream bands, and then even the ones, you know, like the Bay Area thrash bands and some of these ones that got really big. You know, they weren't like the punk bands. Like, you couldn't talk to them, and they always had a bus driver and a manager and all these people. In the grindcore and that kind of scene, socially, it seems to skew more like punk rather than like commercially like metal?
A lot of times it just depends on the individual personalities. Some of the strangest personalities I've ever met in my life have been in bands. And just the act of being in a band kind of puts you into all these weird situations where you're a stranger in a strange land, and you're dealing with a bunch of promoters that you've never met before in your life, and it's just kind of an awkward existence a lot of times anyway, you know?
Speaking of awkward existences and bad pauses, we are going to blast another jam from Pig Destroyer on Radio Like You Want. Back with JR from Pig Destroyer. Now, JR, tell me the tales of drugs and debauchery that this band is all about. I mean, tell me of the sodomy, tell me of the death, tell me of the violence, you know. Give me a good stabbing story. I mean, I want one of your songs to come alive for me.
We've had a lot of shows where you get bloody kids, you know, bloody noses. The last time I played London, I did an ill-fated stage dive, and I got passed the top of the crowd and then dumped on the concrete, and I thought I'd broken my back, and I don't know, I haven't been able to do a stage since then.
That's a bad one. I've done that. Nothing makes you feel older than being like, hey kids, watch me, and then you're lying on the ground like, ugh.
Oh, terrible, man. Well, one of the things about me, I've always been kind of a libertine about substances and like sex and things like that, but like I've always, especially when I'm on the road, I try to keep it on the DL as much as possible, because, you know, I don't like cops.
Right, you're a Pig Destroyer. You don't want to get caught out on the road. So you're one of those guys that's a little more decadent back at the crib than actually out on the road.
We don't do long tours. We kind of more do weekends and little jaunts here and there. And so we usually end up just being drunk in a van, you know, for really, really long periods of time, or drunk on a plane, or drunk in all sorts of situations where it sucks to be drunk.
Right.
You know, and we don't get to, outside of the actual playing of the show, and occasionally you get to hang out with, like we got to hang out with the I Hate God guys in Belgium when we were just over there. And, you know, it's always good to see, you know, somebody you're friendly with and maybe pass a few things around.
But you can say it on this show, JR. You don't have to cover it up. What are you, dope smoker, weed smoker, coke?
I've always been kind of like, my favorite is whatever you got.
Free stuff, free drugs, is what you're...
Yeah, or just available. They don't have to be free. I mean, I'm willing to pay, but, I don't know. I've always been willing to, what's the Hunter S. Thompson quote? Buy the ticket, take the ride.
Grindcore seems to me like the perfect thing for speed, right? I mean, doesn't it make you feel speedy, and isn't it a speed kind of a influence?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely wouldn't do some sort of downer before I played. I think that would be not advisable in a grindcore band. But.
Our evening began in Peter Sechelle's comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
What's the secret, Peter?
Naturally, I'll say it's the wine.
It does go well with the chicken.
Delicious again.
JR, you are a wonderful human being. I know you're from Virginia. You've got a brilliant band, and we're going to play some more of it. Pig Destroyer, the greatest grindcore band in the world.
The gods of grindcore. It's Pig Destroyer.
Where's Mike? Krusty Curmudgeon when you need him?
You heard it here first.
That one's called Torture Ballad from Terrifier. That's the first record I got from those guys when I finally got hip to Pig Destroyer.
It's a love fest of death and dismemberment, man.
My hair was just blown back.
That's right.
The hooks were deep in after hearing those tracks. But they got a brand new one out, Book Burner. We played a couple from that. And they also, it comes with a bonus disc, I guess, if you get the deluxe package, where they do a series of punk rock covers.
Everybody buys records, Mike. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's
everybody's
hip.
Out
it's
there
now.
Spending cash, keeping the music industry afloat, buying records, CDs, DVDs, old laser discs. Everybody's buying stuff, Mike.
How about some Anal Cunt? That was great. You guys played the Anal Cunt in there. One of the funniest tracks of all time called Your Kid Committed Suicide Because You Suck, about Eric Clapton's son that fell out of the...
Vicious. Anal Cunt.
Fell out of the hotel room window.
No discussion of grindcore would be complete without Anal Cunt, and we got to give it up for Seth, who died this year. I never met the man, but from all accounts, he was a real disgusting piece of shit. My hat's off to him.
I didn't realize there was a Pig Destroyer Anal Cunt connection, though.
Oh, yeah.
There was members that were bleeding over.
That's
there.
Right, man. That's too much genius to all be contained in one band, Mike.
That is far too much. They have to spread it all over the world.
Well, we got to stretch it now back for some old folks, though, Mike. Don't you think? Because, I mean, we've gone all the way to the precipice.
Torture ballads too much. I know.
The lady.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the softer, caring, touching, caressing, torture ballad side of Radio Like You Want. All right, who do we got this week? Oh, the Pleasure Seekers. This could almost be, it came from the garage, the 60s girl group.
Susie Quattro.
That's right,
Mike.
The Quattro sisters, Susie Quattro's first band.
She's such a little cutie, I just want to scream.
What a way to die.
Woo!
You know, it's impossible to make these goddamn transitions, man. You know what I mean? These fucking transitions. You try to come out of these up-tempo numbers, and then you got to go into a fucking death dedication. I mean, I don't know who thought. I want somebody to use his fucking brain not to come out of a number that is up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
You were no good lover, and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover, and you know you done me wrong. Ah, but one day, baby, I know you'll come back home.
If you treated me right, I never would have gone. If you treated me right, I never would have roamed. You can build a mansion, babe, but I never will come back home.
You standing there, say you won't be back. Took all of my money and bought a Cadillac.
I'm on my way, on my way to stay. Goodbye, goodbye, that's all I got to say.
You were no good lover, and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover, and you know you done me wrong. Oh, but one day, baby, I know you'll sing my song.
Start singing!
Go!
Thing I've done for you, who'd think that you would be untrue?
If I'm untrue, don't blame for me, 'cause it was you who made me see
I had better get going, move on down the line.
Damn death dedication right there to Mickey Baker, the late great Mickey Baker.
Listen to that lead guitar tone, Mike. It's guys like that that really it created what came to be rock.
That's
on
right.
Old R&B records, pulling out that, I don't know, it was something like B.B. King on steroids, you'd call it. But, you know, it became garage rock. It became rock and roll.
It became rock and roll, yeah. So Mickey Baker right there passed away this week, and he's played on just about all the any artist that was of any sort of significance and not back in the old R&B rock and roll days. But his teaming up there with Mickey and Sylvia, which we just heard there, produced the classic track Love is Strange.
Love is Strange was re-recorded all over the place. I mean, Mickey had a huge influence. I wish I knew more about the man, Mike. Yeah, then I could pretend to talk about it.
Now's your time to catch up. Now he's passed away. He's going to be all over the place. We played a track called No Good Lover. I think that was the single that came out right before The Love is Strange, before he blew the top off the charts after that.
I broke your heart and I broke your jaw, Mike. That's what it's all
that's
about.
That's the one to look up to. Before that, The Pleasure Seekers. That was our Estrogen OD this week, featuring Susie Quattro, as we mentioned earlier.
I think we've played the B-side, Never Thought You'd Leave Me. I'm not sure. If we haven't, we should have. That was a great, like, Michigan B-side, the more rockin' side. And then that one is your, you know, just an ode to beer. Who can argue with drunk girls, Mike?
Well, you could try. It's fun to try. You should give it a shot. I'm sure you have once or twice.
That's right. Like, they were like, let me out of the trunk, you know.
what the? Oh, good Lord.
Mike, what
getting
did you
scary
pull out?
Up in yeah. here? It came from the garage this week. What? Who we got? The Painted Ship. I think you turned me on to this one. Fill them in on the details.
The classic frustration. Well, I heard this via Greg Shaw's classic Pebbles compilation. Check it out.
Upon my name, caught between the fear and guilt and consequence of rising fame. I know the day the shit drops,
my life will never be the same.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
The night calls me, I feel the sky falling. The dark night returns. I never want to rule the world, I
just
only
want
to watch
it burn.
Y'all know how I do. I got the last lap or two in that awkward moment when you see that I'm the Joker, too. Underneath the chilling cloak, the killing joke.
They'll hate you for it, but that's the point.
Captain Murphy,
He can be the outcast. He can make the choice that no one else can make. The right choice.
Hey, Jim! Jim, just a minute, y'all. You see, no matter where I treat my guests, they always lock my kitchen bed. Because I've got a whole lot of cocaine just running around my brain. And I ain't before tobacco and a car dance.
All comes back to cocaine, Blag. We have come full circle.
That's why I'm doing this show, Mike. Give me my drugs.
Dillinger right here, Cocaine in My Brain from 1976. Before that, we heard Captain Murphy, Shake Weight from the Duality mixtape, I guess they're calling it. He just played a live
that Shake
show
Weight, violent. Mike.
What is it? Shake Weight?
I think you could work that Shake Weight. Before that, The Painted Ship and Frustration.
It came from the Garage feature this week. Blag, that gets us up to date, out of time.
JR of Pig Destroyer, he was the man this week. We went all out grindcore, deathcore, metal.
The whole gamut got to pedal to the metal for sure. I want to thank John Gentile as well for contributing a brand new track to us. And special thanks to punknews.org for posting our podcast.
It's our new partners in crime.
New
punk
friends
news.
In punk rock.
.org.
But we don't forget punkradiocast.com as well. Streaming us every Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all the info you need to know.
Greedy, worldwide. Greedy, worldwide.